News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Tourism is reporting that the sector has earned a record $1.3 billion since the start of the year. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the country is on course to exceed the 3.7 million tourists who visited the island last year, gaining earnings of $2.5 billion. Since the start of 2016, 2.1 million tourists have visited Jamaica.
That is just the start, because we intend over the next 5 years to secure 5 million visitors for Jamaica, to earn $5 billion, and to increase our jobs directly from 89,000 to 125,000 people, and induce employment. That is those people who don't work at a hotel.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the 2016 Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon recently. The minister is encouraging farmers to increase production to supply the food needs of the industry. He says farmers can obtain loans of up to $25 million at 5% interest over 5 years through the Exim Bank. In the meantime, Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda has announced that the sector has grown by 13% for the quarter ending June 2016. Mr. Samuda says the sector contributes a total 33.3% of all goods and services produced to the country's total gross domestic product.
This is the ministry that is going to increase the level of growth in the country, on whom everyone has to rely.
The agriculture minister says the sector is poised to drive government's economic growth agenda. He adds that the agriculture sector will grow the economy by 2% this year. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has issued a directive for all ministries, departments and agencies falling under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to reevaluate their business processes to boost efficiency. Mr. Holness says in order to achieve sustained economic growth, government agencies must focus on eliminating unnecessary bureaucratic procedures while maximizing customer satisfaction.
I'm going to give the Permanent Secretary a directive to look at every single business process and re-engineer it for efficiency. That directive is going to flow down to you, the leaders, that you are going to have to look at every single business process that you undertake. In other words, how can we bring in technology? How can we flatten hierarchies to make them more efficient?
Mr. Holness was addressing the opening of a two-day strategic planning retreat for directors and heads of agencies of the ministry Wednesday. And the Spanish town infirmary in St. Catherine is set to receive a facelift as additional renovation works are to be carried out at the facility. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has assured that the ministry will provide the necessary support from its equalization fund for the undertaking. Mr. McKenzie gave this assurance while on a recent tour of the infirmary and St. Catherine Parish Council building. He has also committed funding support to upgrade the building housing the council, which oversees the infirmary's operations.
I am committed to give that support to the St. Catherine Parish Council to improve the conditions under which people who has fallen on hard times, who have to stay in places such as the infirmary, who need the best care, not just the best care, but that the facilities that they have to live in must be somewhere where you are proud.
Renovation of the Spanish Town Infirmary is expected to complement, among other things, specially designed bathrooms that were recently constructed for elderly and disabled residents of the facility. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.